Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, 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 I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we started looking at a series of the fact that Jesus is God and yet He's also man. And when they looked at Him in the New Testament, most people said He was a prophet, and that some of them said He was Elijah come back, some said John the Baptist. I mean, they were all over the show. They never recognized Him as God, but they only saw Him as a man. Because they think you deny Jesus' deity when you deny the fact that He's God in the earth. He had to come as a man in the earth to fix up what mankind messed up. And so we started looking at a few things, and we saw in Philippians 2 verse 5, it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." That tells me we can have the mind of Christ. And now we're going to look at verse 6, and we want to see the fact that Jesus made Himself of no reputation, became a man, just like you and me, became in the form of a human being. He came to mankind as a man. He gave up His godly privileges in heaven, and He came to the earth as a man to fix up what mankind had messed up. So let's pick up the service and continue now. We're looking in verse 6 of Philippians 2. Let's pick it up right now.
Now, watch verse 6. Jesus, who had the mind, He says, "Have this mind which was in Christ, who being in the form of God," He was God, right? "Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." That's why I said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. It wasn't wrong for Him to say that, because He was and He is God, right? Verse 7, "But made Himself of no reputation, and took upon Himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men." Right there. He gave up His godly privileges in heaven and came in the form of a man in a seed form. In the Garden of Eden, remember, He said, "Her seed is going to bruise your head, and your head is going to bruise His heel." Women don't have seed. Right there, the virgin birth was prophesied. Because man carried the seed, woman incubate the seed. He said, "Her seed," the Holy Spirit put the seed in, and Jesus was born. And Jesus came as that person, the virgin birth, so that He didn't get the blood from a human being. Because if He got the blood from a human being, He would have been like all of us with sin. But He came with the blood of God, but He was a human being in all other aspects. Only His blood was pure. So when they killed Him and crucified Him and His blood came out, it was the blood of God washing us, cleansing us, and the high priest presented it on the mercy seat. Oh my God, this God is just awesome. He blows my mind away. That's why we need to stir a passion in our heart. That song, "Stir a Passion." Get to love Him. Fall in love with Him. Amen. And when you start to fall in love with Him, you won't cuss. I won't have to tell you don't sin. When you love Jesus, you don't want to sin. Come on. Don't do drugs. Just say no. Sure, we tell them that all the time, but they're still doing the drug scene. Get them to love Jesus. Fall in love with Jesus. And when you fall in love with Jesus, you don't want to displease or do anything that He's not happy with. Come on, you're looking at me like I'm from another planet. So He came and was made in the likeness of men, and being found, verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man. Say, Jesus came as a man. He didn't come as God, because if He came as God, it would have been illegal for Him to do what He did. He had to fix it up as a man. Amen. 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 You're all on to that one. Okay. Now watch here. "And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself." I mean, imagine God going into seed form? Good grief, being born through a body? This is God who created her. Oh, Jesus. Watch out. He humbled himself and became obedient. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He became obedient. Listen, there was a time when Jesus didn't want to go through with that. How many of you remember in the Garden of Gethsemane? And he was sweating drops of blood. He was battling with this thing, having to go what he was going to go through. And I believe that was because he wasn't really scared of the nails. I mean, that must have been bad enough. But he was concerned with being separated from God, because they'd never been separated. There's never been a beginning. It's always been. He's never been separated. There was a one and only time that he was ever separated from God. That's when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because God couldn't bear to stand in the way and be by sin. He had to leave his son for that split second, which was an eternity. Come on. And that's when he said, why have you forsaken me? And then he gave up the ghost. And then it all changed. Then the veil was rent in two. Whammo. Remember? The curtain that was keeping everybody out from going into the place, the Holy of Holies, it was blown wide open, and now we can come to God. Amen. Now I don't need to go to a priest or a pastor or a minister to go to him and tell him to please ask God about this. Amen. And I don't need to wait for a prophet come and tell me what God said. I go direct now. I speak to God. He speaks directly to me. All of that other stuff was taken out of the way. Come on. This is exciting. I could hear this a million more times. And I still get excited about it. You want some water? Anybody want some? Come on. Let the anointing come out with that water. Hallelujah. Get some life in the house. All right. So he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wow. Verse 9, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Listen, God said, your name is above cancer. Come on. Your name is above coronavirus. Amen. Your name is above hepatitis. Amen. Your name is above arthritis and all the tisses that there are. It's above everything. Your name is above colds and flus and sickness and disease. Your name is above disaster. So when you invoke the name of Jesus and you say, in the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan. I command you to loose my children. Then they have to bow to the name of Jesus. And listen, the Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Every knee will bow. Every tongue is going to confess it. And it's better to confess it now voluntarily than being forced to bow and confess it. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. I'm having fun. Go to Hebrews 2. So he stripped himself of this divine power and glory when he came to this earth. I'm telling you what Jesus did for us. I mean, you know, we go crazy at a football match, at a boxing match, at a game of golf. I mean, we can go nutso. God gets a hole in one. Why, hoo-hoo. You'd think Jesus came back and took the rapture and everyone went with him. Now, it's okay to do that. It's okay to get excited about your team winning. And you know, my team never lost a game yet, right? I've been in America 20 years now, and I've won the Super Bowl 20 years running. Right. I have not lost a game. You need to follow what I do, and you'll never lose another game. Amen? Because all I do is the last minute, I choose a team winning. I say, that's my team. Because God said he always causes me to triumph. I ain't going to lose not even a game. Amen. Come on. Amen. So it's nice. I never lose. That's a joke. Hebrews 2 verse 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. Flesh and blood. Like you and me. He became a man just like us guys. Come on, think about it. Woman, mankind, we're talking. He became that God who created everything. The planets. You name everything. He created. He became like you and me. That's how much love he has for us. That's how much he cares about us. And we wonder, will he heal me? Are you kidding me? Romans 8, 31 and 32 says, if God be for us, who can be against us? For God who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? If he gave Jesus, you think he'd hold back healing? You think he'd hold back peace? You think he'd hold back protection? No, he wouldn't. We've got to get this love for this God who has got this infinity of love towards us. Am I right, my brother? I mean, I don't even comprehend this. I don't know how. All I know is I say, Jesus, thank you. Amen. Have you ever said, Jesus, thank you? Amen. On the golf course, you must hear me. The guys I play with now, I don't care who they are. If they hit a good shot, I say, that's a thank you, Jesus shot. Amen. They hear me on the golf course. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I mean, he loves us so much. So much that he gave his own beloved son. Amen. Good grief. That whosoever believes in him would not perish. So it's great to spur your team on and scream hallelujah and jump up and down when they score the touchdown or whatever it is. But I tell you what, Jesus, he went over that line once for all. He doesn't have to come back and go over the line again. You see, the Bible says he is now our high priest. And he sat down. The Bible says he became our high priest once for all. He doesn't need to replay the game. It's done. He's not coming back to hang on the tree. It's done. He's not coming back to say, oh, I forgot the coronavirus, it's whatever it is, and I better get another two whippings on my back quickly, dudes, do it. No, it's done. It's complete. It's finished. It's over. And listen, that coronavirus thing, don't get into fear. Use wisdom, but don't get scared. I went to see a man the other day. We went to look at a building because the church is expanding. The school is expanding. We went and looked at this beautiful place, another 28,000 square feet. Can you imagine? And so we went and looked at this place. And the realtor, who's the one who was instrumental in this place. No, he didn't sell this. I think in our 78,000 square feet, I think he was part there as well. And he was there, and he saw me. He said, Pastor Curry, good to see you. And I took my hand out. He says, well, I've been a bit sick. I said, who cares? Come here. Shook his hand. I gave him a hug. I'm not scared. Amen. The Bible says the thing that you fear will come on you. Amen. Oh, does it say? Yes, Job 3:25. The thing that you fear the most will come upon your life. Don't get scared of this stuff. I mean, that means I'm more scared of what the devil can do than what God's done. Like I said, exercise wisdom, but don't be, oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I don't know what we're going to do. Amen. And so watch it. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil. He had the power of death. He held us captive with death. Because when we died without Jesus, we were going to spend eternity with him, the devil. But Jesus came and took care of death, sin, hell, and the grave once for all. Amen. So now the devil does not have that stranglehold over you.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author,